One thing that was a bummer, I think we all, for the most part, a lot of us could attest, is that, you know, during COVID, we couldn't attend shows. Disregarding some of the comics performing, we couldn't even attend shows. Doesn't matter what genre, you couldn't go to fucking concerts. Remember that? You couldn't go to anything. There's people in, like, Florida doing backflips at a Insane Clown Posse concert, but you couldn't go hang out with the part, right? Remember that part of life? Because this is the thing, I thought about this kind of shit the other day. I went to a metal show with a comedian pal of mine who's really into metal and metalcore, you know? And he's into that. And we're talking about how, all right, okay, put the handbrake on. Let's unpack why don't you like Killswitch Engage. I'm just kidding. I don't care. I don't care why you don't like, it doesn't matter. The point is that I went to this show. I went to this show with my buddy, and we're talking how much lead singers of bands and comedians are similar, but they're also pretty different. Okay, they're pretty different. Because like a lead singer of a band will often give you the context of the song before they start the song, right? They come up and say, ladies and gentlemen, brothers and sisters, we're here today. If someone falls, you pick them back up. We're here together to overthrow whoever's putting us down. The oppressor does no longer exist if we're here together, unify. Right? That lead singer cadence. Right? That. A comedian's not going to give you the context of the bit before he says the joke. He's not going to be on stage like, hey guys, hold your breath, because this next joke is about how I spent my 21st birthday covered in mayonnaise while watching X-Files. Hang tight. You don't do that. It's impossible. It's stupid. Musicians could bring up guests. That is fun. That's cool. So years ago, I went to go see Lil Wayne in at the Bell Center in Montreal, where I'm from. And I went with my cousins because they weren't allowed to go unless I went. So I went with them. And I had a blast. Wheezy is a good time. And he is. Wheezy's wild. He just goes on stage and he's like, that's all Wheezy is. He sounds like an urban member of the Addams Family that never got introduced in any of the shows. So Wheezy takes the stage, packed Bell Center, the energy is fantastic. He goes on stage and he goes, it's a magic moment, Degrassi. And then on walks Drake, Drizzy Drake. But this is 2009, so no one knew who the hell he was. Except for maybe like the province of Ontario. But this is in Montreal, Quebec, Canada. No one gave a shit. I don't think they still care about Drake over there. He showed up on stage, all the French people were like, eh, who is that guy? He's qui ça? Attends, that's the guy from Degrassi, the chaise roulante, là, the guy who goes like this. Attends, c'est lui, là. It's him who does the thing, I don't know. Attends, he's droopy black at the same time. Tabarnak! When does he have the time to be the two at the same time? I don't know. How could you be black? See, who is that? Lenny Kravitz? Oh my God, I don't know. Je comprends pas. It was wild. But Wheezy could do that. Wheezy could bring up a guest at a show, at a concert. You could do that. Wheezy could bring up a guest. A comic's not going to bring up a guest in the middle of his set. I'm not going to just cut my set and go, ladies and gentlemen, give it up for my landlord, Raph. He's a great guy. He always keeps his receipts in his fanny pack and makes sure that my carbon monoxide detector is constantly plugged in. Hold your breath. It's weird. DJs, any EDM or DJ fan people here? No? One? Yeah, dude, I mean, you could be just fine DJs. DJs, you ever look at photos or footage of DJs at events or at festivals? In their booth, they're with like women, like tons of women drinking. And that's fine. They're DJs, you could do that. Even if you're a female DJ, you have women. There's always women drinking. But you can't have women on stage with you vibing while you're doing your set. The only vibe on stage when you're comic should be your vibe coming out, not someone in the background like, when's your friend showing up with the coke? Is he here yet? It's like, shut up, Jess! You can't be a vegan and a cokehead at the same time. Grow up! You can't do that. Thank yous are a good one. Thank yous I like, because lead singers of bands, once again, disregarding genre, will thank you from the toes to their scalp. All of them will thank you. Ladies, guys, thank you so much for being with us. From then till now, it means so much, because without you, there'll be no us. So this is our last song. We want you to go all out. And at the end of the show, we're going to be at the merch table. Come talk to us, because our ears are yours. We're here together. Lead singer cadence. Comics will tell you thank you out of etiquette. But you're never going to hear like, hey guys, thank you so much for pretending that you thought you liked X-Files while covered in a condiment on your 21st birthday as well. So at the end of the show, I'm going to be taking a dump in the back looking at Instagram, okay? Go fuck yourself. Where are my drink tickets, right? A lot of differences.